We also have a very special guest with us as well.
Steve Passfield, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Well, no musician is in his right mind is normally in a breakfast program.
I don't mind at all, mate. I love the early morning. And I could, I'd be up early every morning. Well, it's hard if you get into bed late.
Yes, well, that's true. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here and your guitar.
My orchestra.
And your orchestra.
Harmonica. Too.
Because we are going to officially launch Kim Honan.
A very special project, and it's in the lead up to the big week in October, celebrating Slim Dusty. It's called the Slim Dusty Country Music Memories Week, and what they've done this year is they've combined the Kempsey Country Music Festival with the Slim Dusty Country Music Memories Night into one big week in the last week of October. So I thought that what we'd do here on ABC Mid-North Coast Breakfast in the lead up to it is invite local performers in and touring artists to come in and perform a Slim Dusty song. So this morning we're going to launch it. So this is 5 months of Slim Dusty covers.
Hey, it's never too early to play Slim.
Well, with 106 albums, I reckon there must be plenty of songs.
Yeah, I reckon it'll take us 5 months to get through that, if not more.
So we've got a few artists already who have put their hand up. Steve was one of the first, and I actually grabbed the project name Sing Like Slim because, of course, we've heard Steve in here before perform his song To Sing With Slim, which gave me the idea. And the idea is not to have, you know, artists, you know, sing exactly like Slim. That's not the idea at all. We'd like their own, I guess, interpretation.
Exactly, because no one can sing like Slim. He was
unique.
He was a legend in his own lifetime and continues on. Of course, a son of the Maclay Valley, and we have the museum opening later in the year too.
That's right, around about November. And who better to launch Sing Like Slim than Steve Passfield, who is from the Maclay Valley himself, local boy at heart, local boy.
You are indeed. And what are you going to do to kick things off?
Yeah, how hard was it to decide what Slim song that you would cover?
Oh, look, I've, you know, sung The Rain Tumbles Down in July for a long time. And that was, I think, Slim's first hit. So, you know, this was probably written on the back porch of the home up in Nulla Nulla or something, you know, with the winter rains and winter floods. It's just it's a great song, and as a boy growing up around Kempsey when we used to get all that rain, I don't know if you still get rain like that here, but
oh, we do. Yes, yeah. Last year, yeah. Seven floods.
yeah, okay, well, there you go.
Except the rain doubled down in February, May, April, June, July.
Every month but July.
Well, I think it came down in July as well, so But
yeah, that's the one I'd like to do.
Yeah. Well, look, you've got your beautiful guitar and your harmonica there with us.
Let me wander north to the homestead, way out further on that road. By a gully and flood, let me linger when the summery sunshine has flown. Where the logs tangle up by the creek bed and clouds fill the old northern sky, and the cattle move up from the lowlands when the rain tumbles down in July. The settlers with sad hearts are watching the rise of the stream from the dawn. Their best crops are always in flood reach. If it rises much more, they'll be gone. The cattle, they just string out on the fences. The wind from the south races by, and the limbs from the old gums are falling when the rain tumbles down in July. sleeping gums by the hillside, awakened to herd straying by. Here on the flats where the fences have vanished, as the storm clouds gather up on high, the wheels on the wagon stop turning, the stock horses turned out to stray, the old station dogs are a-dozing on the husks in the barn through the day. The drover draws rein by the river, it's years since he's seen it so high. And that's the story of Homewood when the rain tumbles down in July. Yeah, that's the story of Homewood when the rain tumbles down in July.
I could hear the raindrops at the end there. That was beautiful.
Thanks, mate.
Lovely. And there's something about singing a song from your own valley, isn't there? You live the song yourself.
Yeah, it's just got some great images in it, hasn't it? You know, cattle stringing out on the fences.
Yep, that cold, southerly wind blowing in. Yeah. You could feel the river rising and the rain coming down. That's Kempsey, the Macleay Valley all over.
You think that song's written, you know, what, 60 years ago? Something late 40s or something.
Yeah, it was in the 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just got, that's the secret of a good song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Still has the relevance today. So you've done it. It's going to be hard to
beat.
It's
launched.
I can see the rockets going up there in the air.
Well, it is one of Slim's classics. What would you say are some of his other classics? And even those songs that, you know, aren't as big but, you know, touches a chord.
I love songs like the Indian Pacific and, of course, you know, Lights on the Hill, all those really well-known ones, but Walk a Country Mile.